Oh, hey. How are you doing? Just getting a bit of extra practice in, are we? Yeah, I was planning on doing the same. Especially because we have a match tomorrow. But I know we're gonna win because we have you on our team, and you are amazing. But I've been meaning to bring up something to you. Practice is good and all, you know? But a big part of the game is our physical bodies. You know, if we're not in the best shape, then we can't expect to do the best that we can. There's this old saying that makes a lot of sense. You don't play a sport to get into shape. You get into shape to play the sport. Make sense? Yeah, playing sports can help you stay fit and stuff, but if you want to excel in that sport, you need to work out and improve your body so you are tougher and stronger than everyone else. You need to have a Homelander moment and say, "I'm stronger. I'm better. I am better." But with that said, I've noticed you've been slacking a bit with your workouts. Don't think I didn't notice. I mean, yeah, I know it's not the most enjoyable thing, and it really takes a lot out of you, but you need to get on top of that. No, don't give me that face. I'm not gonna leave until I see you do your workouts. I don't care how good you are. You can become so much better if you just work out. You're gonna be stronger overall and you're gonna be ripped. Don't you wanna be ripped? Come on, look at Chidi over there. Yeah, little Missy over there looks like a girl, but don't get me wrong, he's eating dumbbells for breakfast. Okay, here's the deal. It's late, it's like 4 a.m. What the hell are we doing up? I'm gonna be your workout instructor and guide you through a expert workout. And by that, I just mean we're gonna be doing a couple of push-ups and sit-ups. Yeah, it's kind of too late to really do a full workout. I'm tired. You're tired. We have a match tomorrow. No need to go all out. But Instructor Bachia is here to guide you. Okay, so the first thing is push-ups. Your favorite. So get down on the ground. All right, let me see you do a push-up. Whoa, 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 whoa. What kind of sad excuse of a push-up was that? Here, let me show you how it's done. So you get down. You don't go down all the way. Your elbows become parallel with your back, and you go back up just like that. Now, your turn. So put your body on the floor. You ready? Up, down, one. Up, down, up, down, three. Up, down. You feel? Come on, don't tell me you're already tired from just 10 push-ups. But that's okay, we all start from somewhere, and you're only gonna get better over time. If only our inner monster would motivate us for working out, we would be unstoppable. But now it's time for sit-ups. Now look, if you struggle with sit-ups, I don't know what to tell you. Sit-ups are pretty easy. In fact, I could probably make you do 100 right now. But we'll only do 10 for now. Because I want to get some sleepy sleep. You know me, I'm a sleepy boy in the morning. But maybe if I woke up next to you, I'd be energized and ready to go. Maybe that'll be your workout motivation. Okay, down. Now. Sit-ups. I want to sleep. You ready? Okay. Up. Down. One. Up. Down. Two. Up. Down. Three. Did you think I was gonna stop at 10? Down, 11. Up, down, 12. Up, down, 13. Up, down, 14. Up, last one, down, 15. All right. Nice mini workout, I'd say so myself. We'll do one last thing before we call it. You're gonna do a 30-second plank while I sit on you. How's that sound? I mean, if it was just a regular plank, that'd be too easy. You need to have some kind of weight on your back. Now go on. Get down. We're gonna do this Denji Makima style. I think you can guess who's Makima between us and who's a good dog. Your plank starts now. Oh, your arms are trembling. But I believe in you. Go on. Think of the nice cozy bed waiting for you. When you accomplish this, you're gonna be a new person when you finish this. Go on, halfway there. Almost there. And no, I'm not counting. So we very well may be under or over 30 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. You're almost there. 4, 3, 2, 1, you did it. I'm so proud of you. Can you feel the gym rat blood pumping through your veins? You're gonna look like Mike Tyson by the time we're done here. But I say we call it a night now. We need to be rested for our big match tomorrow. We don't want to hold back our team, do we? shit. I just realized. We probably need a shower before we sleep, don't we? We can't really be getting in bed all sweaty like this. The only bad thing is we're gonna have to take turns since it's only one shower. Which I don't understand. They have this multi-billion dollar facility here. And they can't even afford multiple showers. What is this, Detroit? But, you know, it would save us some time if we just shared the shower. What do you say?